Thoughts vanish, mind vanishes, and just as your cook is the focal point of your being, this feels wonderful. It fulfills you. This is why you held out all that time. You waited so that when the climax arrived, it would be even better than any that has gone before. Stop your hands, pull them away, cease your stimulation, let your body just lay there twitching. Now imagine it. The edge is out there, and if you come too close to it, you might climax.
It gets easier when you are so hooked on the horny pleasure of aroused release and true chastity that you slide away. Too much effort trying to contain the pleasure, so you let it go. You let it slide over you. Warm, euphoric waves of chastity. When you learn chastity, when you learn the framework of look and key, where only a command turns the key, only a feminine voice unlocks the gate, only a command lets all of the chaste thoughts you have been looking up run wild and make you twitch your way into true submission.
Squeeze, squirm, spurt. 10. Your brain is squirting from your cock. 9. It comes whether you touch it or not. 8. Can't stop. Can't escape, can only give in. 7. Spurt and submit. Submit and let your mind go numb. 6. Buzz with the hot, spurting, squirming, dripping of it all. 5. You made yourself more sensitive, more vulnerable when you held back. 4. Chastity has made you a willing victim for the pleasure storm of being mine. Your butt squeezes. Your brain drips. Your body drools. And all of you is mine, more and more by the second. This very instant, you will spurt and come and give in. 3, 2, 1. Spurting out everything old, every remnant, every old element of your chastity. Let it go, let it out, let it fill you and make you mine. Solidifying your devotion and dedication. When you come, it makes you more mine. When you come at the end of long chastity, you learn just how sensitive you get. Now when you are chaste, all this pleasure builds up. You lay there tensing, 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 squeezing, and relax.